Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is episode 7, How to Get to the Gold, Relationship Marketing. I'm Pat Iyer. In this podcast, I'll share ideas on a passive and an active way to get business. First, the passive way. You connect with clients and prospects through social media. Sometimes I run into LNCs who are not part of social media and are somewhat skeptical about whether it will help them. Why use social media for marketing a legal nurse consulting practice? Stripped apart, the term social media has two different pieces you'll need to understand: the social aspect and the media aspect. Most people know the term social refers to interaction with others, including developing relationships and cultivating new connections. The term media in this instance refers to the way social information is exchanged. There are quite literally hundreds of social media networks. You could spend a lifetime developing profiles and engaging with connections, both new and old, on these networks. You need social media in order to present yourself in a certain way to legal professionals, as well as to help you make the connections that allow you to succeed. Who can use social media? Whether or not you're currently using social media in a personal capacity, or you're trying to make a legal nurse consulting business profile, there is no better time than the present to jump on the social media bandwagon. You can rest assured that your competitors have already considered the importance of social media and networking and may have already created profiles on various social media networks. The longer you wait to create profiles and begin to develop business connections, the more behind the times you'll find yourself. It's important to utilize social media because it's 100% free, other than your time, far-reaching, and effective in developing a stronger client base. You'll see the value of social media once you learn to effectively brand yourself professionally. How can social media benefit your business? Other forms of digital or print marketing may cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars to execute. While pretty much 100% of the basic functions of any social media network come at no cost, social media can serve as incredibly effective, cheap marketing for your legal nurse consulting business. Social media also allows you to reach a new audience like never before. While your ambitions may not include interacting with professionals in other countries, social media gives you the ability to do so if you desire. Using this type of marketing, you're able to reach folks who would have been impossible to connect with 20 years ago. Plus, you have the capacity to greatly increase your social network within your own country or even local area. Just a few hours a day using social media tools will result in connections you never thought possible. Regardless of whether those connections are down the street or across the globe, you never know who you're going to meet or what effect your new connections will have on your professional networking. Let's look at direct marketing. What about the things social media can't do? Many people using social media make the mistake of expecting direct marketing relationships or sales to result. Direct marketing is a way to reach customers that will result directly in a sale. Many people expect that they're going to create social media profiles and begin selling their products or services immediately online. Unfortunately, social media marketing is not a direct sales marketing technique. If you're becoming involved in social media, Patience should be your first virtue. Social media marketing is all about establishing relationships and developing connections with potential clients. For you, this means social media networking is going to serve as a way for people seeking your services to find out more about you. They will learn about the services you offer and what your business is like, and even see testimonials or interactions with previous legal professionals who have been happy with your services. You hope a lawyer viewing your social media profiles or Facebook business page gets so excited about what you do that he or she contacts you and immediately engages you in business. In an ideal world, this would be the result, but unfortunately, social media doesn't work that way. What you're looking for is efficient and low-cost branding that will make you look like you know what you're doing. If a social media profile seems too simplistic a method of displaying that information, you're not really thinking about social media the right way. It's important to learn how to develop that sort of on-point advertising for yourself without expecting a direct sale. One of the main purposes of social media is for people to get to know you. It is a more passive way of becoming known and getting clients. Next, let's look at the power of referrals. This is an active way of getting business. Legal nurse consultants who don't understand the value of asking for referrals to attorneys come up with these excuses. Here's one. I don't know anyone who knows attorneys. Anyone in your life may know attorneys. You don't know who they know unless you ask. One of my coaching clients at LNCAcademy.com had a few minutes before she got called in to see her dentist. As she was talking to the dentist receptionist, she learned that the receptionist had a relative who was an attorney who handled medical cases. A man waiting in the reception area overheard the conversation. He volunteered that he knew an attorney. She got two leads based on one conversation. Not bad. At one point in my life, I went through training to sell skincare products. One of the concepts we were repeatedly told was talk to people, talk to people, talk to people. You won't find out about your contacts' connections with attorneys unless you speak about what you do to everyone. Here's another excuse. I just moved to a new area and I don't know anyone. Make a list of all the people who you do know from your previous location. Tell them about your business. In your new area, join a networking group and start meeting people in your local area. Consider a group that you can find through meetup.com. That's meetup.com. This is a site where you can locate people with common interests. Join a church or civic group. Stick around after the event and talk to people. Be friendly. Focus on them. They'll ask about you and your business. Here's another excuse. It feels uncomfortable to be asking for referrals or introductions to an attorney. Sure it does. And it takes practice and experience, which you won't get if you don't try. In 1987, after I got my first case as an expert witness, I asked my defense client if he would give me the names of 10 attorneys I could contact to introduce myself. Sure, I set my sights high, not knowing that 10 was a large number to ask for. To my eternal gratitude, he gave me the names of 10 attorneys. 5 plaintiff, 5 defense. I contacted the attorneys, and I got work from some of them over the next 25 years. Was it worthwhile asking my first client for referrals? You bet. Here's another excuse. Successful people don't ask for work. Oh, have you ever looked at a newspaper written for attorneys? I recommend you subscribe primarily to learn about the issues affecting attorneys and to identify the people winning cases. When you flip through an attorney newspaper, you will see prominent attorneys asking for referrals. For example, it's common for medical malpractice firms to solicit cases from attorneys who are not specializing in these cases. If they can do it, so can you. Here's the last excuse. I don't want to ask for a favor. You're not imposing on people. You're giving them an opportunity to help you. Do you enjoy helping people? In the same way, your contacts will be glad to refer you if they know you, trust you, like you, and believe that you can help people they know. If you perform well, your contact will be delighted to keep recommending you to attorneys. Your excellent services make your referral sources look and feel good. Asking for referrals will build your business. I share more tips about referrals as a source for business during my free webinar, Get More Clients and Leave Your Competitors in the Dust. Request the replay on the webinar tab on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Thanks for joining me for listening to this episode, and stay tuned for our next program.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.